True Thomas at Secret Cove. The water, crystal, though salted. The bank, rocks, barnacles, drift logs. True Thomas sits, dreaming to the refrain of small waves tickling the shore, when she rides out from under the cedar's swirling tides. Her steed, a stinking sea lion. The bells, his raucous bark. But she, surely the queen of heaven. He's never seen her like, her brightness, all velvet moss, seaweed, silk, fabric and flesh, intoxicating, fay. Her flowing hair, tangled kelp brown. Her eyes, aqua all the way down. Of course he mounts the steed behind her, and now it's waves they ride, past beaches, points, waves and waves of trees. Two choices, the narrow creek, the broad sea. A third, the winding ways of inlets and islands. That's the road where she reigns as queen. Elfland more fair than mortals imagine, a land more green than green. Elf dust falls as rain. Elf light, clouded sun sifts through trees, denizens shaped by alder leaf, cedar twigs, needles of hemlock and fir, glossy salal, all bees and berry flowering. His wages, blackberries. Its gift, a never-lying tongue. His promise is silence against all this profusion. Not a word against the pelting, gifting rain, the golden, broken sky. His sentence, 7 years. Her glory, unpraised. When he emerges back onto the usual land, how his voice creaks. How long he must search for the sounds that shape the words to name himself. The world, to him, seems dry, its marrow empty, wonder gone. But for those he meets, his every word, spent one by one like coins, rings true as gold, falling like angels from his purple-stained tongue.